This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. It was announced Friday night that the U.S. is sending additional military forces and air defenses equipment to Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. This is in response to last week's attacks on Saudi Arabian oil facilities. The U.S. blames Iran for the attacks. Tehran denies any involvement. Domestically, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi criticized President Trump's plan, saying it's an outrageous attempt by the Trump administration to circumvent the bipartisan bicameral will of Congress. Fresh off a world climate strike that took hundreds of thousands of young people out of classrooms and into the streets, youth leaders have gathered at the United Nations to demand radical action to fight climate change. The movement's most prominent figure is 16-year-old Swedish activist Greta Thunberg. She told UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres that youth are united and unstoppable. The Secretary General relished his new role as a listener.
I have granddaughters. I want my granddaughters to live in a livable planet. My generation has a huge responsibility. It is your generation that must make us be accountable to make sure that we don't betray the future of humankind.
Guterres also credited young people with changing him from a pessimist to an optimist in the fight against global warming. The streets of Cairo were jammed Saturday as police checkpoints went up across the city. Hundreds of armed soldiers and police officers in riot gear patrolled Tahrir Square, one of the locations where protests broke out Friday, and the epicenter of previous demonstrations that led to the fall of former presidents Hosni Mubarak and Mohamed Morsi. Pro-government news outlets blamed the demonstrations on terrorists. This is VOA News. Protesters in Hong Kong threw gasoline bombs and police fired tear gas in renewed clashes over anti-government grievances on Saturday, but more protests are happening right now this Sunday. On Saturday, hundreds staged a sit-in at a shopping mall before spilling out onto the street. Hong Kong is the fourth month of sometimes violent protests occurring every weekend. The events are an embarrassment for China's Communist Party ahead of an October 1st celebration of its 70th anniversary in power. Hong Kong's government has canceled fireworks that day, citing concern for public safety. Tensions were high in France between the authorities and varied groups of protesters. Sarah Bassett explains why.
Several calls for demonstrations had been issued in Paris by yellow vest supporters, environmental activists, and a far-left workers' union. In response, authorities deployed more than 7,000 police and banned protests in a large central area. Police in riot gear dispersed small groups of protesters using tear gas. Most demonstrators didn't wear the fluorescent yellow vests that gave the movement its name. The yellow vest movement emerged 10 months ago, but petered out over the summer. I'm Sarah Bassett.
An earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 5.6 shook the Albanian capital and a port town on Saturday. The defense ministry said it was the most powerful quake to hit Albania in 30 years. Local media reported that 49 people were being treated for injuries. The Solomon Islands announced Saturday the establishment of diplomatic relations with China, becoming the second Pacific Island nation in as many days to switch its diplomatic recognition from Taiwan. The moves are part of a long-term effort by Beijing to undermine Taiwan's recognition as an independent nation. Beijing and Taipei claim to be the rightful government of China. Solomon's former foreign minister also cited the national interest in development in particular. Jeremiah Minnell is the foreign minister.
China's development experience and development outreach to the developing world presents opportunities for Solomon Islands and other small developing states and least developed countries.
Both Beijing and Taipei have used development assistance to woo the support of small nations. The latest moves leave Taiwan with little more than a dozen countries, plus the Vatican, that recognize its independence. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News. VOA 1.